we give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love, and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before our God and Father, knowing, brothers loved by God, how you were chosen. Brothers and sisters loved by God, how you have been chosen. Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you. It's been a while since Greg and I have sort of tuned in here. And I'm sharing a bit of a reflection from the first letter to the Thessalonians. I'm reflecting on chapter 1 and then chapter 2, and you may take time with it if you choose. I find myself moving through Paul's letters here as a Lectio Divina, and the last few days I've been sitting with this Thessalonians passage and with you. And with you, you're in my heart. And just before I began recording here, listening to the birds around here, I thought I'd move out onto the deck and just take in the beauty of this day and sit here as a member of the family of God. Living here at the mountain, I feel deep within me, and especially during times of solitude, it seems, the sense of being chosen. No wonder I would reflect on it here and other times in that passage from Colossians that's so lively for us. God has truly called us, but not only that, shaped and formed us, and has chosen us. This is a rich and beautiful sense, and Paul takes the word and unfolds it further and enters into a deep sense of relationship of both mother-father love. And we might hear it here. He says, rather, we were gentle among you as a nursing mother cares for her child. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us. I say that to you right now from my heart. As I've come to know or have known for a long time many of you, I think of how dear we are to each other, and how important and wonderful it is to name and claim and live in that gentleness of a nursing mother who cares for her children. You may know or remember now that that's one of the rich images that Francis offers his brothers in our rule of life, in the way to live as friars, minor, lesser brothers. He tells us that as a mother should so love and care for her children of the flesh, her very child of her body, so would we love and cherish our brothers and sisters here in the Word, in the world. Some of us have never met, and yet I have the pleasure of having met a good number of you. And we meet others. We come together possibly at times like this or others just in the clarity of our heart, which is also at the same time dark and sometimes broken. But the darkness is not dark for you, O Lord. It's a openness to light that is beyond image, idea, or word. And so these images take us deeper than even what they might be. And so Paul, within a couple lines, you know, rather than putting aside or stepping away from this beautiful image of mother, he also says, as you know, we treated each one of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you and insisting that you conduct yourselves as worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. The wonderful activities of parents, and we may have a resonance with that in our own parents, or we may not. It may be someone other than our blood parents who've treated us this way, as a father treats a child, as a mother cares for her children, or maybe because of there was a lack of that in our life, we've lived into it ourselves in a bounty and clarity and a deeper purity of love of others, that self-sacrificing, self-forgetful love. It is the love of God that rises up in us. more than just preaching the gospel. I love that image. Paul's so big on preaching the gospel. More than even preaching the gospel. Not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. It's a statement of intimacy and closeness and involvement that our modern world at times is afraid of. And maybe the world of human beings always have been, but living in the woods, I'm struck by the closeness of plants and grass and trees and berries and things that prosper beside each other. Well, I'm sure they nudge each other a little bit, and I know they compete for nourishment, maybe certainly for sunlight at times. But I sit among them now thinking of you and how we're called to this gentleness. Certainly in a time of political harsh words and language and images that are full of anger and judgment for wherever party or wherever we sit, and not only in our own country, things that seem to stir us to places of violence and distrust, dismemberment, we're called to be chosen as one body now. Many members, but one body. And again, in this pattern or habit here, if some of these images have alighted in your heart like the birds on the branches of the trees nearby, you and I might let those words rest in us. Our pattern or habit of meditation might come alive with one of those phrases. That God greets us as dearly beloved. Treats us as a father would his children. Nurses us with great affection. As a mother cares for her children. It may be a wonderful mantra. Yours alone because it arose in your heart. One that comes to me in my sleep at night or as I wake shortly, briefly in the morning, springing forth simply, you were living and true. Loving God, you were living and true. Or it might be the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or the one that we use here at the mountain with phrases falling off from it as we move into quiet, and we do now. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Loving God, bless and care for all of us now that we have come together here and are always one in you. Breathe life into us that we might breathe life into the world by living well beside each other. Not only speaking the gospel with words, but living it in gentle, intimate care for one another. Peace, my friend. Have a good day and let us continue to open our hearts to the Father, Mother, God, who Mother fathers us. In our brother Jesus Christ.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?